This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind is straight ahead, busy with your opinions to start the program. Whatever's on your mind. A lot of you had a fellow by the name of Reed on your mind yesterday. You know, it's okay. I was getting emails and texts and a lot of folks, a little revved up about some of the things that Rev had to say yesterday. And not Rev, Reed had to say yesterday. In case you missed this, we had a call before the program went on from a gentleman who was alleging some impropriety on the part of Senators Hovind and Heitkamp and Congressman Kramer related to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest site. And he said, I bet you guys won't put this on the air and you won't call me. And, I'd debate you if you'd call me. And so we called him and invited him on the program. And he had a number of things to say. And as soon as he would answer one objection, he would go to the next thing and then the next thing. But that's okay. We appreciate all the comments here on the program. I am here to facilitate a discussion. The show is called What's on Your Mind? That's what it's called, Todd, right? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And we call it What's on Your Mind for a very important reason. We want to know what's on your mind. So whether you agree or disagree or like something or don't like something or are happy or are sad, if we can help you out with something, make your life better, whatever it is, tell us what's on your mind and lay it on us. That's what we're here for. Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here. I am Scott Hennen, and I'm excited because I'm headed to Washington, D.C. I'm feeling a little guilty because I'm flying to Washington, just to, there's so much going on this week and to get there. Meanwhile, there are busloads of folks from all across the country that are going to Washington, D.C. for the March for Life, the biggest march on Washington every year, but sadly, the one that gets so little coverage. I'm hoping that changes this year because the President Trump went out of his way, even in a national interview last night, to bring this up. I'm going to play that clip for you coming up in just a little bit. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour. He's in Philadelphia with Republicans meeting with President Trump, Vice President Pence. They are gathering there talking about the agenda of the new Congress. So we'll get an update from Congressman Cramer on all the blizzard of activity that's happened in the first week with President Trump and get his take on that. You can ask him anything, as you always can, on the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up today on the program. To join us, it's as simple as a phone call, 800-228-0550, that's a toll-free telephone number, locally in Bismarck Mandan, 258-0550. You can also always text us, Todd at 701-226-8503, me at 701-367-2054, and or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to tell us what's on your mind. And as I said, what's on my mind is the March for Life. I believe a wonderful one of the greatest events that happens every year, because mostly the youth of our country are really grabbing hold of an issue very important to them and doing something about it with this effort. So it's so cool. We have on our newsmaker line right now Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary, who has the very distinct honor of leading the entire masses on the Mall in Washington, D.C. tomorrow for the March for Life. So when you see all the coverage of this, you're going to see a big March for Life banner. Carrying that banner will be students from the University of Mary. So that is about as cool as you can get. Monsignor Shea is somewhere in Ohio right now on a bus caravan that is headed to Washington, D.C. How are the travels going so far, Monsignor?
Good morning, Scott. They're going really well. We drove through the night last night. The weather's clear here, which is great considering our flight last year, and it's a big caravan, hundreds and hundreds of young students from North Dakota headed for our nation's capital.
I saw a little coverage of a stop in St. Paul on the way through, and I understand that this endeavor is attracting some national media attention by NBC Nightly News and Lester Holt, so you got some media attention going on. Is that right?
No, that's right. I think they met with a group of students at Chick-fil-A in Maple Grove, Minnesota last night. I was at a different stop because there's so many buses right now that we've got to coordinate going to different stops along the way. It's an amazing thing.
How many students will be part of this endeavor from the University of Mary?
Tomorrow will be marching. There will be, I think our full group is about 650 students.
That's phenomenal.
It's fantastic, Scott. It's a really beautiful thing. And what you said before you brought me on about this being a movement of the youth, we are talking about the pro-life generation here. And this will probably be my 14th March for Life because I went when I was in high school. I went when I was a college student, and part of that time I was studying in Washington, D.C. And then I've gone just about every year since I became president of the University of Mary. And our small group at the University of Mary has grown until this year. It's the largest ever. But as you look around, what I've seen change through the years is that the movement to stand for the unborn child has gotten younger and younger and younger and more joyful, more peaceful, more prayerful, more quietly confident in the victory of this cause. It's really a beautiful, touching thing to see, and we're thrilled that you'll be with us tomorrow to experience it.
Yeah, I feel like Brent Musburger calling a football game or something. I'm going to be doing a little play-by-play of all of the action and all of the things that are happening. We'll be doing the show tomorrow live near the mall where the actual march itself takes place just about right after the show tomorrow. If you watch any of this, I encourage folks to contrast what you see from the participants of this March for Life for any other, you know, protest or march or anything else. Even contrast it to what you saw last weekend in some of the, you know, interesting signs and you know, not made for a family, you know, conversation, you know, dialogue and costumes and everything else. It's very, very different. There is a peaceful nature to this protest about a very important, very passionate topic for a lot of people. But that's probably what's most interesting to see. A real contrast, isn't there, Monsignor?
It certainly is. You know, I told our students, so we had a huge mass on campus before we left, and the bells were ringing from the Sisters' Bell Banner at the University of Mary just as we were leaving, and we had this mass beforehand, and I said to the students, I said, remember that what we're doing as we go to our nation's capital is not primarily a political act, although it has political implications. We're not talking primarily about a social movement, although we are talking about the fabric of our society. I said, first and foremost, this is a spiritual question. And this is a battle which rages in every human heart. Each of us has to choose life. First, to receive the life that we've been given, to live it fully, and then to protect the rights of others whose lives might be threatened. And so that interiority, that inner conviction is what animates this movement. And so it's not an angry thing. It's a thing which emanates from a deep love, from a profound gratitude, and from a thirst for justice in the very best sense.
Yeah, and we all can do better in having these conversations with others that are somewhere else on this particular issue because, for one, just bringing the issue up itself makes some people uncomfortable and want to run from you, right? And of course, what good does that do? Right. I mean, you're not going to, in my mind, bring anybody in to this cause to understand why you believe what you believe and maybe think differently about how they believe unless you have a meaningful discussion and dialogue. Right.
Well, this has been one of the most contentious issues in our nation's history, especially in recent decades. It's really been an issue of deep rancor. Part of that has to do with the way that Roe versus Wade was handed down. And sort of the judicial arrogance that surrounded that. And we can talk about that all day long. But, of course, the Supreme Court attempted to settle a question, which certainly wasn't settled in the minds or in the hearts of Americans. But one of the things which has developed is the pro-life movement through the years has really matured to a point where I think we're well poised to shed much more light than heat upon this issue. And we try in the midst of the formation and education that we offer to our students, we try to make sure that they're equipped as best as possible to be able to engage other people on controversial issues, certainly on this issue, but on every other issue as well, to know that the common search for truth involves people talking face-to-face with each other and having the types of conversations which I think you try and facilitate on What's on Your Mind.
Absolutely. I look forward to a few more of those conversations tomorrow. I believe there's some comparisons here to some very ugly chapters in our history in the world with slavery and our the situation with Holocaust, you know, that nobody now looks back and doubts was a bad thing. And somehow this one doesn't get put in that category, and I hope it does at some point. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Looking forward to catching up with you there. We'll see you at George Mason University for a very fun event tonight called the Life is Very Good Rally. I love that. And then Mass tomorrow morning with the entire crew from North Dakota with Cardinal Dolan, who is, of course, a friend of Monsignor Shays. That's going to be great. And then the big march. So a lot going on. Monsignor, travel safely, and our best to the entire You Marry crew.
God bless you, Scott. Talk to you soon.
God bless you. Good to chat with you. Get to the phones. We come back. I promise, too, I'm going to play that clip of President Trump and David Muir from ABC News. Speaking of the March for Life, Cody and Bismarck waiting to go. Let's get to your calls next on What's on Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Carol Juven is back from Juven Tours to talk about the What's on Your Mind Best of Norway Midnight Sun Celebration. We're headed to Norway, folks, June 19th through July 2nd, 14 days, first-class tour, 12 nights in first-class hotels, breakfast, dinners, so much to see, so little time. Carol, this is going to be a good time, isn't it?
An exciting time in Norway. It always is.
What's the best part of Norway?
The best part of Norway is the fjord country.
The beauty.
The beauty of it is unbelievable.
And we see the people, too, right?
We will see the people. Believe me, with each tour, we make certain that you meet the people.
Folks, we'd love to have you come along. My wife Maria and I are hosting this tour, and the deadline is approaching, so now is the time to call. And Carol, how many times have you been to Norway?
153 times.
The man is going to take us on this tour. Call Juven Tours now, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, and tell him Scott sent you.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind today at 800-228-0550. I find myself really pretty darn excited about what's happening in politics right now. It just feels like a vibrant time, doesn't it? I mean, you have a new governor in North Dakota, and he is not your typical politician. He really isn't. And notice yesterday he put out a website that says, hey, when stuff happens here, we want a place where the truth can get out. Amen. That's fantastic. Now, that didn't mean Governor Dalrymple didn't care about the truth getting out, or Lieutenant Governor Wrigley or any of that, right? But, they just go about getting it out the way that it's always got out. And honestly, we lost an information war badly in the early running of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. Badly. Well, what's this governor doing? That's not going to happen again. Going to put up a new website. Good for him. Donald Trump campaigns on issues like the wall and like putting a freeze on refugees coming in and, go right down the list. Dakota Access Pipeline going to reverse that. And what does he do? He gets in and starts saying, here's the deal. Let's do it. Let's go. To me, it's refreshing. It's breathtaking. It's, sadly unique in the elected political world. Setting the bar a little higher for folks. I think that's okay. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers, by the way. And Pipers have some opportunities for you to learn a little bit about how things are going on in the way of farmlands right now and rents. And mark these on your calendar. And take a minute if you're going to be at the K-Fire Agri International, which I'll be. And I'm looking forward to that. That's the Tuesday and Wednesday, the 14th and 15th of February. Pipers will be there for a Midwest farmland seminar. And that'll be actually two of those that'll happen at the K-Fire Agri International on farmland values and trends and cash rents. North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and other states. Good data there. They're also going to be at the Midwest, or the Rugby Ag Expo, rather, in Rugby on the 3rd of February. They're going to be at the KMOT Ag Expo in Minot coming up Friday. It's tomorrow, Scott. That's happening today and tomorrow there. So they have those going on as well. So you can take them in right there, too. Pipers.com for all of the activities they have going on. They have these land seminars right now, but also a couple auctions coming up. Wells County near Carrington here on the 31st, next week, Tuesday. Dickey County, 160 acres of excellent farmland. Some good rental history, good investment there on Wednesday, February 1. So check those out, Pipers.com, or call for a catalog, 877-700-4099. All right. Don't let me forget to play the Trump Club, okay? I'm going to go to these calls, though, because they're waiting to chat, and I want to let them chat. Hey, Cody and Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, I just want to give a little update about the recall of Mayor Mike Seminary in Bismarck. We've been getting hundreds of people coming into their store here just to sign just that. And we have other people circulating petitions, so I don't have an exact number yet of how many people have signed, but a lot of people are motivated and really, really upset, actually. It's kind of amazing to see. It's from everyone from 19, 20-year-olds to 80-plus just coming in, signing, and they've all got different concerns. But the number one, it seems to be, is he doesn't listen. That's the biggest thing that I've been hearing, is he just doesn't listen to the people that he works for.
How many signatures are necessary? Do we know that yet?
We're trying. It's a little under 2,000.
Okay. And you said when you said the hundreds have come in already, it's, so in other words, it's building. You're not there yet, but you're getting what you need.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's a lot of motivated people, and it's only a matter of time, really. We'll get the signatures. But, yeah, it's just amazing to me because, example, like, people were on Twitter asking Mike Seminary questions, and he would just block them immediately. So as a politician, I think that's a very bad idea, just to go out, the people that have concerns with you, you're just going to go after them and be like, nah, never mind, you don't get to talk anymore.
Yeah, I would want to know a little bit more about what you're talking about. In other words, if I'm, Mayor Scott Hennen and Cody is going on there, you're a loser, you suck, whatever. I'm going to go, Cody, this isn't a productive conversation. I'm going to block you, right? I mean, I think I blocked on Facebook in, I don't know how many, maybe five people, just because it was vulgar. It wasn't productive. There was nothing coming out of it. But if people just disagree and they're getting blocked, I would agree with you. That's a bad idea,
Well, example, my wife actually was in that coffee the mayor where he denied saying that he his stance of the protesters. Anyway, she basically corrected, because in the Bismarck Tribune they posted they wrote an article that said, well, he replied to an article and said that the people involved with this aren't involved with the process, even though my wife and I have been at these meetings, have been at these talks with the mayor and whatnot. And in the video, the one that's circulating around, he said, well, you stand corrected. And all my wife posted on Twitter was, hey, I am at these meetings. I am involved with the local process. So actually, Mike, you stand corrected, which, I mean, I guess if he can't handle the heat, he can always resign.
But did he get blocked? Did she get blocked for that comment?
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Well, then I would agree with you. That's, you know, that's just disagreeing and, you know, going the other way. So, you know, first of all, I think what's happening with this, and I don't know enough about the details on each side to say, you know, one thing or other. If I catch drift of something, for instance, the Civic Center thing, I think that, you know, it isn't quite as bad as people who don't like Mike Seminary say it is related to the council. But I can see where other people say, hey, we said no, so don't do it. Whatever. I'm not far enough into the details to be an authority one way or another on them. However, I say this. If people are upset and don't feel they're being heard, and they have the recourse of a recall, and go and gather the signatures and put a question on the ballot, that's democracy. And probably will go a long way to have people understand that, look, you know, just because you're elected doesn't mean you're there forever. There are ways for you to be removed and have to defend your actions. So I think it's good to see civic involvement. I think there's far too many city council meetings, city commission meetings, school board meetings where a lot of your money is spent. A lot of your money is spent. And there's the same 3-4 people there. And nobody really saying, wait a minute, let's scrutinize this. Do we really need to do it? What's going on here? So get involved. I think it's great, Cody, that you're involved, care, active, and raising the question that ultimately the voters of Bismarck will get to decide. So appreciate your call. Sean in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Sean, are you there?
Scott?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say something about this pro-life movement. You know, we've had over 50 million plus babies aborted since Roe versus Wade. And not that I don't agree with it. You know, every person has a right to do whatever they want to their own body. But they don't have a right to do anything to somebody else's body. And you're always invoking the 14th Amendment where it states right in there that every person has the right to life, liberty, and justice. Yet you're taking the life of a different body. I guess I don't understand where their way of thinking comes from.
Well, their way of thinking comes from a Supreme Court that maligned a decision related to an invented right to privacy that extends to allowing the killing of unborn children. It's crazy. So it needs to be changed. I believe it's a states' rights issue more than anything, and it ought to be adjudicated there. I think it's wrong, but I think there's the place you ought to do it. But I appreciate your passion on it, Sean. Thanks.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Helping America fuel better. Fuel. You get it? F-U-E-L. Fuel. Like fuel up. Yes. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? It's as simple as a stop under the red, white, and blue banner, PetroServe USA. They connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, so you got choice at the pump. You decide. What do you want? What blend do you want? What are you going to go with? You also get some great deals when you head inside. The 4-for-4 special is my personal favorite, hot stuff, personal pan pizza. 20-ounce drink and two of the best cookies on the planet Earth. Wow, they're good. All those items, all four of those items are $4 all day, every day. Isn't that something? And what else inside? Well, there's the Mars king-size candy bars, the big ones, 89 cents each. Godiva chocolate bars. It's kind of the gourmet chocolate bar, very nice. Gourmet candy bar. Kellogg's protein bars are $1.09 if you want to go healthy like Todd. He's being all healthy now, so he gets the protein bar. I get
He's down 30 and 20. What the heck, you know?
I get the Godiva. That's unbelievable. I can recognize you next time I see you for crying out loud. Pounds are flying off. And they also have the Deli Express sandwich with smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon or chicken and Swiss for $1.99 each. Okay, I promised I'd play this for you, so... this is how President Trump, in my view, is different than even, you know, Republican presidents before him. David Muir, ABC News, is doing an interview with him. And, you know, juicy interview, a lot of things that they covered, including, by the way, you're going to hear a lot about this. Oh, President Trump is for torture, and he's the... So they asked a question about waterboarding. Now, there's a debate about whether waterboarding is torture. But as soon as he's asked about waterboarding, they then turn it into, he said he's for torture. Torture's illegal. We don't torture. This is the game they play every time. Anyway, that's tired, old. We know what's going to happen. I'm bored with that. Here's a part of the interview that I wasn't bored with. You know it's coming. A little gotcha question. All those little people on here last week, they didn't like you. What'd you think of all those women here? They didn't like you very much. Roll a clip and see how he answered this. I thought beautifully.
Let me just ask you, while we're standing outside, could you hear the voices from the Women's March here in Washington? We know there were more than 1 million people who turned out, and you are their president now, too.
That's true.
Could you hear them from the White House?
No, I couldn't hear them, but the crowds were large, but you're going to have a large crowd on Friday, too, which is mostly pro-life people. You're going to have a lot of people coming on Friday, and I will say this, and I didn't realize this, but I was told, you will have a very large crowd of people. I don't know, as large or larger. Some people say it's going to be larger. Pro-life people. And they say the press doesn't cover them.
I don't want to compare crowd sizes.
No, you shouldn't. But let me just say, what they do say is that the press doesn't cover them.
We saw the marches around the country, and you are their president now. Do you sense the responsibility to reach out now? and to unite them. And for those women, men, children who marched, who are watching this, what would you say to them?
Well, I do, but I have to also say we just had an election a few weeks ago. And they voted in many cases. In some cases, they didn't vote, I imagine. And we did have an election. With that being said, absolutely have responsibility to everybody, including people that didn't vote for Donald Trump. Totally.
All right. Do you ever recall Barack Obama being asked if he had a responsibility to reach out to folks, say, in the Tea Party movement, say, in the March for Life? They were there every single year when Obama would hide. Do you ever get asked that question? This is why that, ladies and gentlemen, ABC, in this case, they're the equivalent of dinosaurs. Their days are numbered. They are nearly...
Nobody asked him that question because he would never allow anybody to be interviewing him that would ask that question, for one
thing. Yeah, well, that's part of it. Yeah, right. You're selecting who you're... But, I mean, David Muir interviewed him. So, David Muir, why don't you ask the same question of him? I mean, that's amazing to me. But and Trump wasn't comparing crowd sizes. He wasn't doing anything about the crowd size. He was saying, you don't cover it. And the guy completely ignored it. They don't cover it. Again, that's why they are nearly extinct. That's why they are dinosaur-like. Legacy, old media, finito, done, over. Goodbye. Bye-bye. It really is unbelievable. But I also have to say, Donald Trump, good for you. Good for you to actually say, hey, what about the pro-life folks? What about this march this weekend? You going to cover that? You want me to talk about that? What about the folks that are coming in here from a different opinion? Yeah. George Bush didn't do that. Right? 800-228-0550 to tell us what's on your mind. Here's an off-air call with a comment. Do you have that one there, Ton? Congressman Kevin Cramer coming in here next hour, by the way. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome there as well. Here's an emailer while you're getting that one ready.
Well, I got it ready.
Do you? Okay. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, Scott, when I stop and really think about Donald Trump as president, I mean, it still kind of wows me. Go, wow, you know, Trump is actually the president. After everything that we went through and knowing Donald Trump's history, it kind of backs me up a little bit to think about it, but he's doing a good job. I voted for him. Have a good day.
I'm with you. I am with you. That's why I asked the question. I feel the same way about what's going on with the... It just feels like a new time. It really does. And I'm sensing that. I'm asking if you are, and I appreciate the call. Welcome others. 701-258-0550. Texter, let's see here, an emailer, and then a letter here. I want to get these in, and welcome more of your calls. Text us at 701-226-8503, or text me at 701-367-2054. Anything on your mind today? A lot of things happening at the state legislature as well. Minnesota had an interesting thing yesterday on the legislature that I think North Dakota ought to consider, and that is that there be some financial responsibility for protesters. And, you know, the Black Lives Matter protests have been pretty raucous in Minnesota. We're efforting an interview with the author of a piece of legislation down there that would say, you know, you're going to have financial responsibility for these. When you require law enforcement, look at North Dakota, $22 million. Tell me you ought not be responsible for that. Why should us taxpayers have to pay for that? So I was glad to see that come out of Minnesota, but I have that too. Here's the email. Let's see here. It says, have you seen yesterday's Greg Gutfeld commentary on Fox? Is he from North Dakota? I don't think he is he? He did a commentary about when did Jane Fonda become an expert in pipeline safety? It's a very good question. did you do this research, Todd, on Greg? Raised in San Mateo, California, now in New York City?
Yep.
Has he got a North Dakota connection? Why does the listener think he has a North Dakota connection? Just because
everybody's got one these days, right?
Yeah, well, that'd be all right.
Just since the pipeline thing.
Here's the letter from Marvin. Dakota Access Pipeline protesters, he's writing it to them, but sharing it with us. I've held my tongue for months. Finally had to get this off my chest. I'm a farmer and a landowner in northern North Dakota. Although I'm not in the production area of the Bakken, I am affected by it. Within a quarter mile of where I lay my head every night and eat my meals on my land are two crude oil pipelines. One more large crude oil pipeline permitted as well. One high-pressure natural gas pipeline, one high-voltage electric transmission line, a one three-phase electric line, a twin-line mainline railroad, a four-lane state highway, as well as an underground United States Air Force missile cable. In all cases, either I or my parents willingly signed easements for each of these projects. In the over 50 years that some of these projects have been in place, we've suffered no ill effects and found utilities to be fine neighbors. Did I mention that my drinking water comes from a well in the same farmyard and that my ancestors are buried within feet of many of these same projects? I feel as a user of oil, gas, electricity, railroads, highways, as well as being under the protection of our Air Force, I would be nothing more than a hypocrite if I didn't support these projects. I have to ask all of you who are opposed to the Dakota Access Pipeline, what do you use to power your cars, light your homes, fuel your lifestyle? If you really oppose the transportation of energy, go without them. Maybe then you will have some credibility. Until then, as far as I'm concerned, you're just a bunch of immature hypocrites. Marvin sent us that note, passing it on to Dakota Access Pipeline protesters through us. Well done, Marvin. Good questions. No doubt about that. Bob in Grafton, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Good morning. I just want to make a comment here about the waterboarding issue. Let me ask you one question. Do we torture our own troops?
Yes, there is waterboarding is used in training, I think is the best way to answer your question.
But the question was, do we torture our own troops?
Of course not.
No, we do not.
Yeah.
Of course not. Waterboarding is used in all kinds of training for the special ops teams, for different frontline teams, especially special ops teams, when they go through the, what they call a softy course, you know, and it's just a method of gathering information. It's not torture. And I wish some of these people that these reporters talk to, when they ask them, you know, they bring up the word torture. I mean, I would ask them, do we torture our own troops? And they would have to say, well, no. And I was, well, exactly. It's training. I mean, we train to do that. So how could it be torture? It's just a ridiculous argument. I thank you for covering it. I'm a veteran, and as you know, and I'm just sick of this whole issue. I can't wait for General Mad Dog to get active and get going and wheels up on what his agenda, what he's going to do, because I tell you, ISIS is going to be trembling when we get going full steam here.
I would also say about this argument, back and forth, you know, there's Republicans that say we don't like waterboarding, right? John McCain hates it. There's people on all sides. Let's not talk out loud about methods that we use to get bad guys
exactly.
to stop being bad guys. This idea that we have to have an open discussion and debate about what we will do and what we won't do. I mean, come on.
Yeah, one more point, because in telegraphing information like that, then the bad guys can train to resist such intelligence gathering information. And I'll tell you, Mr. John, I call him John McShane. I'm sorry, I apologize, but I call him John McShane. You know that I think it was Nixon had to give him a pardon. And some of his fellow Vietnam veterans that he served with there have a nice little nickname for him called Songbird, because he received special treatment when he was under captivity because of information that he was divulging.
Bob, appreciate the call. Got to run. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Driver error is the cause of more than 97% of weather-related vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator Terry Weaver discussing two courses that can improve driving skills and help prevent crashes.
We offer defensive driving courses of all types across the state. We have our basic DDC 4, which is defensive driving course. It's a 4-hour course for any age group, 14 to 99 if you're still driving. It's good for the insurance discount. It's good for a point reduction. But it's some really good information that people can walk away with just as a reminder if you're a seasoned driver. It's just good reminders of what safe practices are. We have Alive at 25, which is specifically for younger drivers, inexperienced drivers. Good for that insurance discount, but it just helps those kids understand the risks of being in a car.
Register for a defensive driving course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
North Dakotans are caring for older parents, spouses, adults, and children with disabilities or other loved ones, helping them live safely and independently at home. These family caregivers are the first line of defense against older North Dakotans being forced from their homes and into costly taxpayer-funded nursing homes or back into the hospital. It's a labor of love to be sure, but it can often feel like an overwhelming and stressful responsibility. This is why AARP is fighting for common sense solutions to make family caregivers' responsibilities a little bit easier. They can use some support that will have a real impact on their lives. Visit aarp.org/ND or call 866-554-5555. 866-733-5383 to learn more about how AARP supports family caregivers. 866-554-5383. A message paid for by the folks at the AARP. We talked about that a little bit yesterday in our Legislature Today segment. So I mentioned there is a piece of legislation making its way through the House of Minnesota. We're going to talk soon with one of the sponsors. They had a committee hearing yesterday, and it is a bill that would make protesters liable to cover the costs of policing demonstrations. I don't know why that makes people unhinged, but they came unhinged in the meeting yesterday. And, you know, there is this Rent-A-Riot Jesse Jackson crowd out there. They're not going anywhere. This is a cottage industry. They were here in North Dakota with ties to George Soros. Keep It in the Ground and Earth Justice and some of these groups. This is a livelihood for these folks, okay? They come in, they co-op Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in this case, and, you know, go about their work, and they make money on it. So given the fact that they're making money on it, why should those of us that don't protest, those of us that follow the law, share the cost of demonstrations that professional protesters inflict on our towns, our counties, our states? I'm not talking about peaceful protests here. Peaceful protests don't require law enforcement. But the rest of this resistance movement ought to get a bill every single time in my mind. They can own the cost of this stupidity. Law-abiding citizens and taxpayers carry enough burden without this. So they're discussing this because of the Black Lives Matter protests that have been popping up in the Twin Cities. And in the middle of the discussion about this bill, here's what happened. Listen to this. It continues. It's pretty extraordinary. And screaming and hollering and pointing literally at members of the legislature that are in this committee to the point that they got up and left. I would too. You know, it's a mob crowd, you know, hooting and hollering and shouting them down. Nothing productive happening anyway. And then they yell at them, "Why are you leaving? Why are you leaving?" I've got a whole bit of it up. Can you guys tell what they're saying? I don't know what the chant is, but, you know, I guess it doesn't really matter. It's just kind of part of the game, you know, that they're up to there. But I think, I wish North Dakota was doing this. I think we're past the time you can introduce bills, but I have honestly been a little bit dismayed that we haven't had more pieces of legislation specifically related to what happened at Dakota Access. There have been a few, you know, and some not explained all that well, like the one on liability, if you hit a motorist, and some people say, "Oh, I see, you're telling people they can hit a motorist and there won't be any penalty." No, we're saying if you go on some road, there isn't the same protections you're afforded as, somebody that was there because their tire was flat or, you know, because they were walking. Not that they were, you know, breaking the law, for crying out loud. But anyway, that one, the mask one, and the private property one are part of those. So all of which we're going to be following through the process and welcoming your input on here on the program. Let me get Mark and Bismarck in here on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark. You're up.
Good morning. My question has always been, why can't the AG just sue the GoFundMe company for the GoFundMe accounts that are actually, you know, supporting environmental terrorism?
I asked Wayne Stenson that question myself. He said other AGs had looked into that, and it's a complicated web, I think is what he said. That it's not as easy as just go after the funds in the GoFundMe account. You know, I encouraged him, and I'm still waiting because he did promise us that once some things were put together in the way of proposals to deal with suing some of the folks behind this, that he would let us know and come on and answer questions. And it's been at least a month. But I encouraged him. I think correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, I think you and I and citizens, we just want action on this. We want somebody to do something, including your idea. Dig into it. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. Make it cost them money, and they will go away. I'm virtually assured. I think this is about money, quite frankly. I mean, they're protesting for money. They're protesting for their GoFundMe's and all these other things.
Yeah, and then
simply to cash in.
And I have heard, and I don't know, maybe Congress ought to get involved too, but I have heard that, you know, all right, so if George Soros writes a check, he writes it to one entity that then writes checks in, you know, $5,000 tranches to folks on GoFundMe accounts, and they have really creative ways of getting around all this. So it's a good point, Mark, and if I were you, I'd call the AG's office. I think more of us to do that and just say, we want somebody to get to the bottom of this. Congressman Kevin Cramer for the full hour, and your call's next on What's on Your Mind.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.